after Hamir dictated a Klingon note on Ronald Stedler, Stedler, Ronald R-O-N-A-L-D, last name S-C-T-L-E-R, birthday 11/04/63, dictation 2/13/24. Patient presents with multiple problems, complains of cough, congestion, flu-like symptoms with chills for 3 days. Also complains of recurrence of pain in right jaw, seen a few weeks ago with treatment of abscess tooth and lower mandible. States that he went to Hope Clinic in Conroe. They wanted, but couldn't afford initial evaluation. Also describes episode of lightheaded feeling with decreased blood pressure, reported 79/54, taken by him 3 days ago. Felt like decreased blood sugar with past history of questionable hypoglycemia years ago. Past history of apparent heart cath 5 to 6 years ago. Told okay without follow-up. Both syncope spell. States he had a cardiac arrest 3 times in 1990 when exposed to electrical explosion, knocking him up in the air, with loss of consciousness, with loss of, and loss of vision for 30 days afterwards with recovery. Physical examination, mild distress, 2+ tenderness, right mandible with badly carried lower premolars and molars, x-ray, random blood sugar was obtained was 96. Patient had strep and croup testing and flu testing done, all of which were negative. EKG shows a lateral STT changes compatible with ischemia. Patient was given rocepin 1 gram, clindamycin again, 600 milligrams times 10 days, with final diagnosis of abnormal EKG, influenza, abscess right molar, apparent questionable hypoglycemia, hypertension, syncope spell. Because of abnormal EKG, patient was advised to follow up with the cardiologist as soon as possible. Didn't want to see cardiologist that he saw 6 years ago to assist in finding cardiologist referral. Advised to go to the emergency room or call EMT if other episodes of decreased blood pressure, lightheaded, presently not taking blood pressure medication, and monitoring blood pressure. The follow-up after above for routine care and further evaluation. Thank you, Dr. Halberger.